Joining us now, Mark Dalton, General Manager at Terry Volkswagen Subaru. Mark, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So, yeah, Mark is interested in that cool pizza testing job story that we'll have later. So,
well, yeah, I like more on the beer side, but yeah, I'll participate in both.
Yeah, I have to say that seems like that's two jobs you could handle
right
at one time. All right, so I had several topics to talk about with you here. Recently, we talked about the new Subaru Ascent. This is the brand new flagship,
yeah.
7 or 8 passenger SUV, depending on if you want the captain's chair or the bench seat in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But also the Forester, that has been a model that's been around. But the brand new ones, are they here already?
They're on the way. Shortly. We'll see them sometime mid October, and real excited about that. We got some new models mixed in there. Of course, they changed the body style, so it's got a. It's got a little more of the look of the Ascent, just obviously a little bit smaller, but they've got a sport model now, so you know we're starting to get some black wheels and some of those modern style features that we're seeing in other vehicles now. So
and so the Forester, that would be a 5-passenger then.
That's
right?
Correct. Yeah, 5-passenger.
Does that have the 2.5-liter? Engine
it does, 2.5 liter. They also offered it in a turbo engine. That's the XT model. But the 2.5 4-cylinder has a ton of power, and that's going to be the standard engine. Of course, they're all-wheel drive. And everything in 2019 is going to have the EyeSight system, that autonomous braking system that we've talked about. That'll be standard. So.
And are these things going to have that lane control?
That is correct.
Tell us how that works.
It's pretty cool. It's you know, it can be distracting at times, but if you're like me, I like to look out the window at things going down the road. My wife fusses, but it keeps you on task. But it'll actually pull the steering wheel. You know, like for instance, down not a curvy road, a back road or anything, but a interstate or something like that that's got some minor curves, you can literally take your hands off the wheel. I don't recommend that, but you can take your hands off the wheel and it'll sense the lines on the road and keep you up in the road. So it's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's one more step down the road to autonomous vehicles, although those look a little further away than we might have thought a year or so ago.
Yeah, you know, I've said that from day one. It's I compare it to our airplanes today. You know, we've got autonomous planes, I guess, for the most part, but we also have air traffic control monitoring that, and on the road we don't have road traffic control really, so I don't see it happen real soon.
All right, so let's talk about the TDIs. And tell what this happened. You had the whole thing with the whole diesel problem with Volkswagen. They had to buy a lot of these back under a settlement with the federal government, and there's, what, dozens, hundreds of them that are, out on Route 460 about 8th is?
Yes, they had room for, I think, to store about 8,000 out there, and those storage facilities were across the country. And overall, I don't know this number to be exact, but I'm in the ballpark with Volkswagen bought back close to 200,000 of these TDIs across the country. And the others, you know, they sold close to 400,000. The others, the customers elected to keep them and take a cash settlement for the issue. Of course, to receive their cash settlement, the recall has to be performed before they can receive that money. But you know, Volkswagen offered crazy money, in my opinion, for these cars. And the customers, in some cases, had bought these cars used, and in some cases, they received more for the car than they paid for it initially. So, there was a lot of disappointed customers. For the most part, they didn't want to get rid of the car; they loved it, but it was a financial decision, and you know,
if someone offers you more than you paid for the car,
way
you
more.
Take that deal.
Yeah. So it was an obvious decision, but they hated to get rid of the car. So about 200,000 of them took Volkswagen up on it and took their offer. So those cars are stored across the country, and the good news is the recalls are starting to be performed. We're doing them as fast as we can, but they give Volkswagen dealers, there's over 600 dealers across the country, we have the opportunity to buy these cars back, and we're buying them pennies on the dollar compared to what they paid for the customers for them. So I don't know any of these numbers to be a fact, but just as an example, you know, they may have given a customer $15,000 for their Jetta, and now, you know, we're buying the car back and able to sell the car for maybe $10,000. So it's
good deals for people.
Yes, and the cars, by the way, are completely reconditioned and go through our shop with new brakes and tires or whatever they may need. So it's a really, really nice opportunity.
And do you know when you'll be able to start putting these on sale?
Yes, we actually have them now. We in the last few weeks, we have bought close to 40 of these cars back from Volkswagen. Some dealers haven't bought any. So when we did our research to see what the market looked like on them, the demand is there. Not all dealers were buying them back. Of course, us being used car guys at heart, we jumped all over it and bought about 40 of them. To give you an example of how good of deals these are and how awesome of a car it is, we've sold, I think, 3 in the last week to employees. So it's a really, really good opportunity. My sales manager bought one. He commutes, and he wanted something with great gas mileage, and I stand to be corrected, but I think he told me last night that he was getting like 42 miles per gallon in his.
Sounds like almost what they were getting before.
Yeah, there has been as many customers tell us that they're getting a couple miles to a gallon better now after the recall. The customers that kept their car, they're getting a couple miles per gallon better. There's been a few that told us they're getting a few miles per gallon worse. So, you know, in my opinion, I can change my driving style and change fuel economy that much. So.
And now, are these all the TDI models, the turbo diesels?
That is correct. They're all turbo diesels. The recall is it's almost an all-day project. Some cars have more than others to be done, but some of them, the exhaust system gets changed. There's a software system that gets changed and lots of other things. But we do the recall. Once the recall is done, the car comes with a four-year 48,000 mile emissions warranty. It goes with the car. The emissions warranty, just to explain that, covers the majority of the things that we see today that cause a check engine light to come on, for example, which could be a computer, it could be a catalytic converter, it could be an O2 sensor. You know, there's probably 25 or 30 sensors on that engine that can cause a check engine light to go bad, and the emission warranty covers all of that. So car comes with a four-year 48,000 mile emissions warranty, no matter how many miles the car is. You know, we've got some of these cars that have 100,000 miles on them, but it's going to get that same warranty. And one more warranty, as a Volkswagen dealer, we can certify the 2012s and newer with under 75,000 miles on them. If we certify that car, it's minimal cost to do that, but if we certify it, it adds a two-year unlimited mileage bumper-to-bumper warranty on that car. So make sure if you know, for those listening out there that come in and look at a 2012 and newer with under 75,000 miles, make sure you look into having us certify that car, because it's a no-brainer for what the warranty that you get.
Now, is the price of these going to be affected by the tariffs that we've seen talking about on European cars?
You know, everything in our inventory today is certainly not affected. This tariff thing, there's still a lot to be learned from that. But what my experience has been at the auction the last couple weeks, it has affected used car prices along with a few other things. But you know, when they started talking about tariffs on new cars, I think Toyota released a statement saying their cars could go up $6,000. Well, that's a big number.
Wow.
And when you equate that to a monthly payment, you know, you're talking well over $100 a month that it could affect a monthly payment. So that's gonna affect our new car sales.
So get out there and buy your car now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to jump on that wagon, to be honest, because I think in some regards some of it's a scare tactic. But you know, just my opinion. I'm certainly not an expert, but I think it's something we got to pay attention to. But it's definitely on the wholesale side affected used car values, because I'm experiencing a lot of dealers starting to try to stock up on used car inventory. Last week, of course, with the storm coming in, a lot of the rental car companies pulled a lot of their inventory that they had for sale to put it back in rental service. When they pull all that inventory out of the mix, that also affected used car prices last week. So
car prices go up, and it's sort of, you know, a side effect, I guess it sounds like.
Yeah.
And, you know, we heard in the news this morning, you know, the administration announced yesterday more tariffs on products from China, and apparently it's 100 or so different kind of car parts will be part of what's affected.
Sure.
But once again, anything that's already here,
right,
you figure is you know, off the hook for that.
Right, right. It's a big animal, and I'm not sure exactly what the results are going to be, but you know, other than trying to be prepared with you know, our used car inventory, and of course all of our current new car inventory that's in stock, the price is what it is, so it's not affected.
We're speaking with Mark Dalton, and you were talking about the TDIs that were bought back and now selling again. And I was just seeing a bunch of headlines recently. Volkswagen's American comeback is the biggest sales story of 2017. Headlines like that. I mean, safe to say that Volkswagen is out of the woods here, so to speak, from the 2015 scandal.
I think they're definitely on the road to recovery. I think that was a big black eye with the whole diesel thing. My opinion, I've said this a lot, we Volkswagen had their challenges were before the whole diesel thing, and those challenges came from letting their car, that we were on a 6-year rebuild cycle. Most manufacturers are on a 4-year cycle, so they change their, you know, they update the body style or something significant every 4 years. Volkswagen was every 6 years. I use the phrase long in the tooth, and a lot of our product had gotten long in the tooth. And you know, when somebody comes in, they want to buy a new car, the average trade cycle in the U.S. is 39 months. So when you take a 39 month customer on average that comes in and he's buying the exact same car he's got now, or you know, it looks the same at least, it just doesn't feel right. So we need to be and they've changed that. They're on a 4-year cycle now, so they're updating our products. You know, we came out with, we were a little late to the party with a 3-row SUV. So but now we have the Atlas, which is an amazing vehicle. We're challenged with some production issues as far as keeping up with production right now. That vehicle is built in Chattanooga. I think a while back, the plant that builds the grill for that vehicle had burned down. So, you know, something as simple as a plastic grill halts production. And you know, other than what they had in stock already. But so you've got the Atlas that put us back in the hunt with 3-row SUVs. They redesigned the Tiguan, which is our smaller SUV that it's more along the size of a Toyota Highlander. That vehicle's doing excellent. And then they redesigned the Jetta, and that new Jetta is absolutely amazing. It's got a lot of power. It's a very affordable car. You know, it's hovering right around that $20,000 mark, $20,000 and a few. In today's market, that's an affordable car. Yeah.
And then we just have a moment left here to talk with Mark Dalton. I'm going to guess that, you know, at some point, first contact you have with the customer is they'd show up on the lot a lot of times. But now I'm going to guess everybody is going to these, is online at terryautogroup.com.
They are. You know, I think the latest statistic was 82% of the buyers are online researching before they ever show up on the lot. And you know, back years ago when I first got in the business, it was normal for a customer to travel to 4, 5, 6 lots before they made a decision. And now that number, I think, is under 2. It's like 1 point something. So for the most part, the decision's made before they ever get there. So when a customer pulls in our lot, they're more often than not ready to buy.
They got their phone out and said, "This is the one I want to look at."
They walk right to it. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of research done. Of course, you know, we had to adapt and accept that's the case. So, you know, some of our pricing today, we've talked about that in the past, but our pricing has to be spot on, because if you don't, the phone doesn't ring, the emails don't come in, and the customer never shows up.
And so, not only can you see all the inventory there, I mean, you can schedule service there.
Correct.
You know, that kind of thing. I mean, and look at the website. You can even text over.
Yes.
And say, hey, I've got this question. How about this? And you guys can just get right back to them within a matter of minutes.
That is correct, yes. And, you know, they can go, you mentioned, I think, Brian, terryautogroup.com. That's like our main website that houses all of our inventory and different sites you can go to from there. But, you know, we have four stores. We have three here in Lynchburg. We have, of course, our Volkswagen Subaru store. We have the Terry Clearance Center just up the street. And then we have the Terry Auto Outlet on Candler's Mountain Road. And then in North Carolina, we have a store in Kernersville. And but if you go to terryautogroup.com, you can see it. You can go to each individual store's site, or you can see all the inventory. I think right now we're probably close to 400 used cars altogether, and then another probably 150 used new Volkswagens and Subarus.
All right, very good. Mark Dalton, General Manager at Terry Volkswagen Subaru. Once again, visit terryautogroup.com. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Mary.